A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth to draw disciples away from them. So be vigilant, and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all the those who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly, as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. The word of the Lord. In today's passage from Acts, St. Paul is bidding farewell to some of his dearest friends in a favorite church of Ephesus. He leaves them with sage advice for guiding the flock of believers. Paul's last words, simple though they are perhaps his most important. Paul indicates that these words are from Jesus himself. It is more blessed to give than to receive. However, these words are found nowhere else in all of sacred scripture. Scholars do tell us that something similar is found in the Didache, an early Christian document written about 110. Most probably, the saying comes from oral tradition. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is a saying that has even become part of daily life, especially when trying to encourage others to give. First of all, these words actually sum up Paul's entire life as a Christian and an apostle. He has just told them he had provided for his own needs and those of his companions by the work of his hands. Since his baptism and conversion, Paul has constantly been giving of himself, of his time, his life, his preaching, his total life, physically and spiritually, in order to build up the Church of Jesus Christ. But this is only secondary to the complete sacrificial giving of Christ Jesus himself, who gave up the honor of his divinity to become human and poured out every drop of blood for our salvation that we might enjoy eternal life. Is it really true that it is more blessed to give than to receive? I think so, but not because it may give the giver a good feeling about helping others, or that it's actually part of God's commandments to give. And we find it many places in the scriptures. And you often hear people say, when they've helped someone, I receive more than I give. But this itself is a sign of what I think is greater, more transcendent in the act of giving. And I think that we can go deeper into the Son of God's own example. We can realize the significance for us when we give to others, when we think that giving is a part of the very nature of God. God is eternally giving himself in love to the Son and the Spirit. And the Blessed Trinity continually gives itself to all creation, and in a particular way, to every human person. St. Thomas Aquinas taught that goodness is diffusive of itself. God, of his very nature, is goodness. And thus he is always giving, diffusing himself, pouring himself out. Thus, when we give to others, we are sharing in God's own nature. And we are becoming more godlike. The Heavenly Father once told Catherine of Siena, I have put you in the midst of others so that you may do for them what you cannot do for me. That is, love them freely without expecting any return. Let me just conclude with a story that I think illustrates this. A true story. There was a young man who was a student at a university, and one day he was out walking around the grounds behind the school with one of his professors. As they went along, they saw lying in the path a pair of old shoes, which they supposed belonged to a poor man they saw working in a field close by. It looked like he was beginning to finish up his day's work, and the student turned to the professor saying, let's play a trick on him. We can hide his shoes and then hide ourselves behind those bushes and wait to see his confusion when he can't find them. Won't that be fun? The professor answered, my young friend, we should never amuse ourselves at the expense of the poor. But you are rich. You have plenty of money. So put a $10 bill into each shoe, and then we will hide ourselves and see how the discovery affects him. The student agreed, and he did so, and they both placed themselves behind the bushes nearby. The poor man soon approached from finishing his work and came to the place where he had left his coat and shoes. While putting on his coat, he slipped his foot into one of his shoes, but feeling that something was there, he stooped down to see what it was. And he found the $10 bill. Astonishment and wonder radiated from his face. He gazed lovingly at the $10 bill, turned it over, and examined it over and over again. Then he looked around him to see if someone was there. He didn't see anyone, so he put the money into his pocket and proceeded to put on the other shoe. But his surprise was redoubled on finding another $10 bill in his other shoe. His feelings overcame him, and he fell upon his knees and looked up to heaven and prayed aloud with fervent thanksgiving, in which he spoke of his wife who was sick and of his children who were hungry, and that this money that was such an unexpected blessing would be able to help them. The student stood up, deeply affected, and his eyes filled with tears. "Now," said the professor, "aren't you much happier than if you had played your intended trick on him?" The young man replied, "You have taught me a lesson which I will never forget. I have experienced now the truth of those words which I never understood before. It is more blessed to give than to receive."